So every year in November, December, we have the good fortune to go to Govardhan and sit by the side of Giriraj and Shri Krishna Katha with a group of devotees who come from all parts of the world. And in the evenings, we read something. And last year when we were reading an excerpt about Krishna and Vrindavan in Govardhan. And all of a sudden, it was dark like this, the candles were lit like this, the room, was everything was very sweet, nice kirtan. And all of a sudden, as I was about to read, I realized that all that was separating us from Govardhan was a wall. And if that wall was to mysteriously dissolve and disappear, we would all be sitting right beside Govardhan in the night, very quietly and secretly hearing about the wonderful pastimes of Krishna that took place there. So interestingly enough, by Krishna's arrangement, we have just a little excerpt today to read, and it took place in Nandagram. Just see. So if we had been fortunate enough to be in touch with what the atmosphere of Nandagram is like, if we had spent some time in Nandagram, we would know that Nandagram is a very bustling place, all centered around pleasing Krishna. All the mothers, all the aunts of Krishna, all the uncles of Krishna, all the family members, all the young female servants and the male servants and the friends and everybody else, that all, everyone is totally centered around and absorbed in pleasing Krishna. So this excerpt that I would like to read tonight is a summary from a book called Gopal Champu, which was written by Srila Jiva Goswami. So after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his six most prominent or main followers are the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And they resided in Vrindavan, and most of them, five out of six of them, composed literature describing Krishna in Vrindavan. So Srila Jiva Goswami wrote this Gopal Champu. It is a very elaborate, extremely complicated Sanskrit text with three sections. It also describes Krishna's pastimes when he leaves Vrindavan. But it's a little bit difficult to read due to the English and the technicalities of the Sanskrit. And so I've taken one chapter, chapter 6, and I've tried to summarize it a little bit and just put it into more plain English to read to you. So if it feels a little bit sort of formal or a little bit, the English is a little bit different, please excuse my attempt to try to bring this out. So chapter 6 is called Krishna Going for His Cow Herding Pastimes. And we might stop, I myself even need to remember that Krishna was going out from the youngest age and he was playing with his friends and he was tending the calves. That was his calf herding pastimes. But Krishna was starting to grow a little bit bigger. And since he is the son of the king of Braj, this tendency to be attracted to the cows is starting to come forth. So please hear. One day, when Yasoda came into the assembly of the other ladies in the morning, the wife of Abhinanda, now Abhinanda is one of the four brothers of Nanda Maharaj. So the wife of Abhinanda, Krishna's aunt, inquired from her, "O mother of Krishna, where did your son go without delay early this morning?" Yasoda smiled and spoke, "A little recently, I've been caring for him and personally rubbing his body with oil and bathing him and dressing him. But suddenly, however, he has become somewhat embarrassed in front of me. And he's become more affectionate towards his servants. And thus, now, only after they have performed these tasks, does he come to me. Now he honors me and his father and the other elders by gravely offering respect. Before he killed Agar, I would eagerly wait for his return in the evening. And when he returned with the cards, I would circle water over his head 3 times and then drink that water according to the local tradition. But now, I'm more careful. For although I forbid him from doing so many things, he's grown beyond my control. The same is true for Rohini's son. The wise elderly ladies, hearing this news, they looked at Yasoda's face and they smiled. Yasoda replied, I can understand that these are the qualities of a person who is now beyond infancy, and so I'm very happy. But he also causes me so much suffering. And I said with concern, why is that? And Yasoda replied, he now desires to herd the cows, but without paying any proper attention. I laughed and said, you should not worry about this. This is the nature of children who are born of the cowherdsmen. I cannot see the absence of cowherding anywhere. This is the nature of cowherd boys and Krishna as well. Meanwhile, in the assembly of the elders, Nanda Maharaj is also discussing the nature of Krishna. Giving great joy to them, Nanda is speaking to his brothers, his younger brothers, Sunanda and Nandana, with a gentle smile. He says, O long-lived brothers, I can see that Krishna, who acts like a newborn child, does not behave the same way towards me as he does towards you. He looks at me with reverence, but he speaks to you with very sweet words. Now, here Nanda Maharaj is trying to find out, what is Krishna doing? So Nanda replies, well, this is Papa. You are most worthy of respect. You give him serious instructions. But we cannot think of giving him any orders. And the other brothers also voiced the same opinion, one after another, and then they all remained silent. Nanda listened to them all. They were all giving their opinions. And then he smiled very gently and said, you all follow Krishna and Balaram from the beginning of the day. And you beg them to follow so many instructions. But when you go searching for them, you see that they have gone far away into the forest. What can be said? Nandan replied, that may be true, but for a long time these boys have had an increasing desire, and we cannot tell you to restrict them. Nanda said, then what should be done? And Sunanda said with a smile, well, I told them that they should start to herd the cows. Upananda says, that's Nanda Maharaj's eldest brother. He says, what did they say? So Nanda said, they said that they had just passed 1 year of age, and so it was not proper for them to herd the cows like the elders. During all of this conversation, and looking at all the different men's faces, Nanda remained silent, but he was quite astonished. And everyone began to talk. Although they act like newborn children, they show intelligence and strength way beyond their years. This astonishes us. This is not so astonishing, because it has come about as a result of your great austerities. Without any assistance, they have killed many demons. This can only be considered auspicious. Some days later, when alone, Nanda Maharaj made a proposal to his wife. The two of them discussed it for a long time out of love for their son. And finally, he said, "Let us wait for the best time." Several days later, in the glorious assembly, seeing Nanda Maharaj's effulgence, the elderly cowherd men glanced at each other knowingly, and they smiled. When Nanda asked them why they were laughing, they said, "It seems as if Krishna has forgotten us and also you." Nanda said, "Please explain." They said, "For a long time, although you may not have noticed it, the cows follow nobody but your son. Today, in his presence, we dispatched the cows with great difficulty." Nanda said, "How does this happen so suddenly?" They replied, "When your son shows affection to anyone, they behave in this way." Nanda smiled proudly and said, "Then we should hold a celebration of cowherding?" All the men replied, "When there is no alternative, one must act. Therefore, you should give your permission. By that permission, you will destroy all inauspiciousness." Immediately upon hearing this, Nanda gave his consent to the assembly, and Upananda and the others happily inquired from the famous astrologers who advised on when the boys should begin cowherding. And on that very auspicious moment, Nanda arranged to hold a huge festival in Braj, which would last for 3 days. Now please hear a little about this festival. Wearing new cowherd dress and protective herbs, the boys received the blessings of the Brahmanas. Then the Brahmanas chanted auspicious verses, and the cows were brought nearby and worshipped with foot washing, and then they were fed sweet chickpeas. Krishna and Balaram then offered obeisances and circumnavigated the cows and the Brahmanas. And after offering the same respect to the cows and the Brahmanas, they stood in front of their father with folded hands. Nanda then offered Krishna a jeweled stick, and Yasoda placed tilak on his forehead and said, "Oh Balaram, you must remain in front of your friend Krishna, and Subal, you stay behind him, and Dham, you stay here, and Sudham, you stay on the other side, and all of you remain around him all the time." Because now he was going to the forest, and no longer was he going to be playing in the fields just surrounding Nandagram. Then, having instructed all the children and assigned them their responsibility, Yasoda showered them all with her tears, while Rohini distributed gifts to all the ladies. Then Krishna, with the cows, along with Balaram, prepared to go to the forest to the accompaniment of sweet songs, dances, and continuous music. Meanwhile, whilst offering respects to his father and mother and others, Krishna was ready to go. He called out, "Jihi! Jihi!" and he set forth the cows. But they remained, standing there, right in front of him, and they all refused to move. Then, Krishna himself began to slowly depart with the calves in the front. And then, all the cows quickly ran to follow him, knowing that his elders also wanted to follow. Krishna and Balaram discouraged them. Then, when finally they freed themselves from the iron chains of the elders' lances, the two effulgent boys, laughing very loudly, sported with their frolicking friends, who all now shared their new occupation as cow herd boys. Now they're going to the forest for the first time. The boys happily wandered through the fields around Nandagram and then walked towards Govardhan, where the cows could graze and they could fulfill all their desires. For gathering and separating the cows, they made special sounds and they never used a stick to beat them. The boys became absorbed in decorating themselves and rejoicing and playing with Krishna and Balaram, and thus they produced another wonderful festival. For Krishna, every cow, and he had 900,000 cows, every cow was as dear to him as his life. And when the cows were satisfied, Krishna was satisfied. And when they were hungry, he felt hungry. He would bring them close to his chest and smell them. With happiness, he would embrace them. Or he would search for them intensely and bring them all together and feed them and protect them. And this made him appear more splendid. And the cows. As for the cows, they became vacant-hearted without him. When he was not before them, they became motionless like pictures or trees standing around. And when they came to Krishna, they experienced extreme bliss of smelling, seeing, hearing, tasting, and touching him. They were able to experience Krishna externally using all their senses. Now just imagine the good fortune of those young cowherd boys. Krishna would call his friends and they would call him. They would speak to him. They would embrace him. They would smell him. They would joke with him. And they would touch his shoulder and pull him. Let that be. But listen to something most astonishing. One should understand that Krishna and those cowherd boyfriends never experienced a difference between each other. And sometimes the boys said, Krishna and Balaram. Or sometimes they said, Balaram and Krishna. It was acceptable because they both like the Paramatma and the forest to Vrindavan. The forest was blissful because of the sweetness and the pure fragrance of its non-moving and its moving entities. Far away from the village, this Vrindavan forest now began serving Krishna and Balaram with devotion. The two brothers were the life of Vrindavan. And in that place, the flute gave happiness to all, making itself and all living entities successful. A forest is not a forest without the auspiciousness of playing. And there is no playing without auspicious songs. And there are no songs without the sound of the flute. And a flute which does not touch Krishna's mouth is not a flute. May this sweet music of the flute be heard everywhere. Krishna made soft sounds with his flute, and with a gentle smile he entered that dear forest which was like a close friend's heart, laden with taste and beneficial for the cows. Krishna embraced Balaram around his waist, using his hands which were like lotus buds, and he became more excited to play by imitating the sweet sounds of the animals, the birds, and the bees. For special fun, with reverence, but also with joking, Krishna began to describe the forest to Balaram. He said, "Truly you are the Lord of the universe. For look, these trees are offering fruits and flowers and respect to your feet. Look, they're touching your feet with the tips of their branches, laden with hundreds of fruits and flowers. They're seeking your blessings. And thus they say, Oh Balaram, you are now present in our forest, but we cannot see you, being covered by ignorance. We trees take shelter at your lotus feet, praying to be born as persons with eyes. The earth, the mountains, the rivers, and the grass are all fortunate to receive the touch of your feet. The various creepers are fortunate in the colorful forest because the marks made by your fingernails. The forest birds and beasts are also fortunate because of your glance. And the joyful peacocks dance attractively while the deers all gaze upon you with affectionate eyes. And the peacocks and the cuckoos produce sweet, soft sounds. In this way, laughing, Krishna increased the joy of Balaram and his friends by making them see the beauty of the forest of Vrindavan. Now they begin to play. Eager to hear the qualities of the songs of his friends, he would imitate the songs of the bees and cuckoos. Or he began to gossip like the parrots and the swans. He made sounds of terrifying animals like tigers to frighten the young children. And gaily He would call out the names of the animals, the birds, the mountains. And if a friend wandered from the path, he would pull him back with his hand while laughing affectionately. He would bring back the cows who wandered off by calling their names and the names of the cowherd boys. And when he called the cows, the peacocks would also come, since his voice sounded like the deep rumbling of clouds. Sometimes Balaram would hold Krishna's hand, and sometimes Krishna would hold Balaram's hand. Sometimes he would talk of subjects beneficial for the boys and laugh. And sometimes with his friends, he would make Balaram take rest, and he would ask to massage his feet. Or sometimes he would sleep himself using a very soft bed the boys had made, or placing his head on the lap of one of his friends. When tired from playing and desiring to sleep, he would be fanned by some of the boys, and some would massage his feet, having only that desire. Then some of the boys would sing sweet melodies whilst he was resting. When we remember him, we cannot tolerate anything else in our minds. We are greedy for him, just as Sukadev and others are greedy for him. Then it was time to return home. So Krishna, along with Balaram and the other boys of his age, would bring the cows back to Braj while keeping the calves in front and separate. As previously, the inhabitants of Nandagram took special items in their hands and approached Krishna and performed arati. They had brought him to their houses with the joyous mothers, pampered him and pleased him. After resting for a short time, he went out to milk the cows. The servants brought beautiful golden milk pails to the cow barns. On the order of Nanda, who was seated nearby to the great herd of cows, Krishna, having been given permission to release the calves, sat amongst the cows and began to milk them. When he left the house along with Balaram, he was carrying a golden rod in his hand, and his turban was decorated with jeweled ropes for tying the cows. When Krishna milked the cows, his hair shone along with the silk milking ropes, which were embedded with pearls sparkling brightly. The lower part of the boys' bodies were bound tightly with attractive cloth, and they held the golden pails between their long, firm knees. And although they did not excessively milk the cow's udders, they immediately obtained abundant milk. They engaged them, the other cowherd men, in caring for those cows, and they brought the milk to Nanda. Holding their hands, the two boys stood in front of their father. Then, on being called, they sat on the left and right side of Nanda Maharaj. Now, listen to this. Because he desired to see Krishna and Balaram, Nanda's eyes boldly moved to the left and to the right. Nanda's eyes, whose only purpose was to see Krishna and Balaram at the same time, began shedding tears. Then, seeing Krishna with his left eye and Balaram with his right eye, he began crying. He understood that his mind had become divided into two, using the pretext of tears. Then, saying, "Come along now, Nanda, along with the other cowherd men," he took Krishna and Balaram back to the house, while Krishna and Balaram cast effulgence in all directions. He came into the house and satisfied everyone by giving them sweets. And Krishna and Balaram went to their rooms and lay down on their pleasant beds. Their mothers caressed them, servants served them, and they fell asleep very peacefully with deep contentment. So here we see a day, a special day, a special time in the appearance of Krishna and Balaram in Nandagram. So we should hear perhaps tomorrow some more about Nandagram, because after all, if we were fortunate enough and the walls would fall down and we were in Braj, or if we had the memory of Braj even here in Australia, we would be able to feel the presence of Nandagram and the presence of Krishna and Balaram deeply in our hearts, simply by hearing of their pastimes. Okay. We've got some kirtan now? Is that our schedule? Right. We should have some sweet kirtan. So that the pastimes, when we have kirtan, if you meditate on what you have heard, it's still very fresh in your mind, and it goes very deep into the psyche and into the heart if you meditate on those pastimes during kirtan. It's a very powerful combination, kirtan and lila.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaurango, 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 Nitai Gaurango. Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Jai Satchinandana, Gaura Hare. Jai Satchinandana, Gaura Hare. Gora Hari Jai, Gora Hari, Gora Hari Jai, Gora Hari, Gora 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 Hari, Gora 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 Hari. Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hare, Nitai Gauranga Gaura Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Jai Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jai Prabhupada. Nityagaur Haribo, 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 Nityagaur Haribo. Nityagaur Haribo, 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 Nityagaur Haribo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Radhe. Jai Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Radhe. Jai Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Jai Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Giri Govardhan, Jai Giri Govardhan. Thank you. Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannatha, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra Devi. Jai Goranitai, 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 Jai Goranitai. Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Nitayor Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo, Nitayor Haribo. Nitayor Haribo, 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 Nitayor Haribo. See Vrindavan Dham ki jai. See Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Ganga Mayi ki jai. Jamuna Mayi ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Devi ki jai. Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to the Assembled Devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga Nitai Gaur Bhimanandi. Hare Hare. So, my dear devotees, please take rest as soon as is practical, for tomorrow is a big day. Tomorrow is Ekadasi and 64 rounds. Please get, you can get your first 64 rounds done before 7 o'clock, and your second 64, anyway, at least 16 before Mangalati, please. Okay. Please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada.
It wasn't like pretty boring, though. Pardon me?
I wanted to turn off you now.
What was it?
I wanted to just play.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.